Please turn your Bibles now to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Last Sunday morning, we looked at we can only boast. If we boast in anything, it can only be in the cross of Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord willing, we're going to look at because of the cross of Jesus Christ, His crucifixion, we can be baptized. And what we're going to look at what we are baptized into. And it's all because of the cross of Jesus Christ. We can only boast in the cross, and it's by faith, that we can be baptized because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Here's an example in Romans. Just keep your finger there in chapter 6 and turn to chapter 4 of Romans. This goes along with many of the Sunday school classes this morning. In Sunday school, they studied the faith of Abraham in Genesis. And listen to this. Verse 1, chapter 4, what then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So it's by faith, we enter in this baptism and into the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And it's by faith, and now the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross, by faith we believe that Jesus' sacrifice can wash us from our sins, and now we enter in Christ's righteousness. And it's by faith, by simply believing God and what God has said. That's all Abraham did. He believed God, and God accounted that, put in his account, righteousness. Righteousness. So, here in Romans chapter 6, we're looking at the cross and being baptized or entering in by faith this crucifixion of Jesus Christ. There was a story of an old country church that at the front door, as you enter in the front door, above the door, it said, "We preach Christ crucified." Well, over the years, there was a tie vine or one of those runners, and it ran up the side of the building, and over time, it took out one of the words and took out crucified. It covered it up. Well, that wasn't great, but it was okay because it still said we preach Christ, which is the cornerstone of our faith, but it covered up crucified. And then over time, that plant kept growing and it covered up the name Christ. So above the front door of that church, it said we preach. And that's all it said. It did not have a mission. It did not have a purpose that we preach Christ crucified. Let me tell you something. To be a New Testament blood-bought church, the only message that we can preach is Christ crucified for our sins. That's what we're about as a church, is to preach the cross of Calvary. Because if it wasn't for the cross, there wouldn't be a resurrection, would it? So Romans chapter 6, we see in verses 1 through 4 that We were baptized into Christ Jesus the Lord. Baptized into Christ Jesus the Lord. Look in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, it's sad, but some who have received Christ or they were baptized and they're on the church roll, they think that's all there is to it. You know, they're in now, and now they can go and live any way they want to. That the cross of Calvary, it has no effect on their lives, and being in Christ and being saved by grace gives them a license to sin, and self is still on the throne instead of Christ being on the throne. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, listen to the answer of it. Verse 2, certainly not. That's not me saying it. God said it. Certainly not, or God forbid. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Now listen, the word baptized. Very important word. I actually done a word study just on that word and wrote a paper on it. And one interesting thing about the word baptized, 400 years before the New Testament was written, the word baptized meant to put under. That's what it means. 400 years after the New Testament was written, the word baptized still meant to go under, to go in. So it means to be immersed. So we are baptized into Jesus Christ. Our lives, if you are born again by faith, you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now your life, you are immersed in Jesus Christ. That's why we as Baptists, we even got the word in our name. We are Baptists. And we believe according to what the Scripture teaches. That's why we go all out and fill a baptistry. And before this church had a baptistry, you know what they did, young people? There was a creek right there. Is that where y'all did it right there, Brother Dan? No word. Wasn't deep enough? Okay, they went to a creek. One by your house. Went all out. Over in where our missionaries go in desert places and where there's no water, they will fill a tank so they can baptize new converts because it's biblical. The word means to be immersed. And everybody that was baptized in Scripture was put in the water. Okay? So why do we do that? Why does Scripture teach us that a believer in Jesus Christ should be put in the water, immersed, because it shows what has happened to our lives. And if you are a Christian this morning, or you confess to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you hadn't been put under the water for the love of Christ and being obedient by faith as Abraham was obedient, he simply believed God, you should run forward this morning and say, Pastor, I want to be baptized because Jesus told me to. If you don't, you're prideful. Shall you continue in sin? Certainly not. Certainly not. It shows that our lives are in Jesus Christ. It's very important. It's a picture of what has happened to us. So we're baptized. Listen to what verse 4 says. Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death. when a person dies, Miss Vi, one of the great ladies of our church, she's lived in Shreveport now for a while. Some of you did not know Miss Vi, but her body is going to lay at Cooper Cemetery. And when they bury Miss Vi, they're not going to sprinkle a little drops of sand on her head. They're not going to pour a little dirt on top of her. They're going to put her in the ground and bury her. Why? Because that body's dead. That tent is dead. And that's what has happened in our life when we, by faith, enter in Jesus Christ. We are buried in Jesus Christ. The baptistry is a picture of a watery grave that we're in. So we are buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Again, baptism shows that. We go under, we're dying to self, we come up. It's a picture of the new life. The new life, because the new life is all about entering in Jesus Christ, being immersed in Jesus Christ, being baptized into Jesus Christ. So we were baptized into Christ Jesus the Lord. And also, as we read on, we're going to see that this baptism is explained through the cross of Jesus Christ. Verse 5, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection." You see, unless you have entered in Jesus Christ, entered in that sacrifice on the cross, on your behalf, on my behalf, because without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. But we enter in through this, but unless you enter in that sacrifice that Jesus made, there's going to be no resurrection unto eternal life for you, unless by faith you're in Jesus Christ. "For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this," verse 6, "that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." You see, when we enter in Jesus Christ, where our lives are immersed in Him by faith, the old person dies. It dies. Initially for me, many years ago, a little 9-year-old boy at Fellowship Baptist Church died. Died. You know what? That old man still wants to pop up. "I die daily," is what the Apostle Paul said. That old man wants to pop back up, and he must be put to death. Self must be put to death. And it happened at the cross, if by faith you enter in. Listen to some quotes about the cross from some great preachers. "Jesus was crucified not in a cathedral between two candles, but on a cross between two thieves," George F. McLean. "There are no crown wearers in heaven who are not cross bearers here below," Charles Haddon Spurgeon. "We need men of the cross with the message of the cross, bearing the marks of the cross," Vance Havner. "Christ's cross is such a burden as sails are to a ship or wings to a bird," Samuel Rutherford. "He came to pay a debt He didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay." That was Anonymous. "The old cross slew men. The new cross entertains them. The old cross condemned. The new cross amuses. The old cross destroyed confidence in the flesh. The new cross encourages it, A.W. Tozer. All heaven is interested in the cross of Christ. All hell is terribly afraid of it, while men are the only beings who more or less ignore its meaning. Oswald Chambers. The cross, God's way of uniting suffering with love. Georgia Harkness. The figure of the crucified invalidates all thought which takes success for its standard. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The cross is the lightning rod of grace that short circuits God's wrath to Christ so that only the light of His love remains for believers. A.W. Tozer. You see, the cross, if it wasn't for the cross, this newness of life, this entering by faith into newness of life, entering into Christ Jesus, would be impossible because we are sinners. That old person was dead in trespasses and sins, and a holy God we could not enter in. But because of the sacrifice and the blood that was shed on the cross, we can be washed in the blood, amen? We can be forgiven of our sins. And there's no other way to enter in. We must enter in through the cross. But see, today people want to know just how good they are. And that if you're sincere or, you know, you're doing the best you can, that they want to hear just how good they are, but let me tell you something. Without Christ, you're putrid in the eyes of a holy God. Putrid no matter what you've done. You must enter in through the cross of Jesus Christ. You must put to death that old person. Now, this baptism, it is explained through the death and resurrection of Christ. Read with me in verse 8. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. That's that blessed hope. Isn't it great? Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over Him. You see, when you have entered in by faith through the cross of Jesus Christ, you have also entered in through His resurrection. Yes, this flesh must die. But we have everlasting life. And not only that, this flesh will resurrect. Just as Jesus came forth from the grave, these bodies will also resurrect also. Isn't that good news? That's that blessed hope. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over Him. Verse 10, for the death that He died to sin once for all. Jesus doesn't keep dying on the cross every time we sin. He doesn't. He died once for all. We enter in once for all, it says in Hebrews. And if you refuse that sacrifice, it says in Hebrews chapter 6, you have trampled on the Spirit of grace. You have insulted God if you believe there's righteousness any other way. You must enter in through the cross. For the death that He died to sin once for all. But the life that He lives to God. Now listen, we by faith have entered in. Our lives are immersed. We die daily. Take up thy cross and follow Me, Jesus says. We're followers of Jesus Christ. And also, as Christ lives to God, so do we. Do you? Is it your heart's desire to live for God? To know Him more and more? Have you put to death that old self? Verse 11. Likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the only way to be alive to God, is to be immersed in Jesus Christ. And as we read on, it says, this baptism is explained to the new life and who you serve. Who do you serve? What do you serve? Read with me in verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. Don't justify sin. Quit it. Sin is sin. Jesus died on the cross for sin. Quit justifying it. But present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Who do you serve? Who has first place in your life? If your life is immersed in Jesus Christ, it would be Jesus and the things Jesus loves, wouldn't it not? If the old person is dead and you're now alive in Jesus Christ, it would be the things that Jesus is interested in. Not that you have to give up. Many people are not called to give up everything they have. Some are. But it's to be a witness in where you're at. And it's to love Jesus and to tell others you love Jesus. But see, a life that is not in Jesus Christ, some will serve self. Some will serve their children. Some would serve organizations. Some will serve what other thinks about them. Some will even serve in a church and still not have their life in Jesus Christ. But if your life is in Jesus Christ and the old man has been crucified, you would serve Jesus Christ. You would be a new creation in Jesus Christ, and certainly you would know that it was Jesus that had made you a new creation, and certainly you would know that Jesus is what changes people's lives. If you are baptized into Jesus. Instruments. Your body, your life would not be serving these things, but it would be serving Jesus as instruments. What are instruments? Doctors use instruments. It's like tools, specific tools that were made to do specific things. And as an instrument of God, He has gifted you and talented you to serve Him. Instruments can also be weapons of war, and whichever weapon that you need at the time or the caliber that you use, then you use that weapon. And you're a weapon against the forces of evil, because you have the light of Jesus Christ. Instruments. That piano, the organ, the drums, specific instruments that are used to make music unto the Lord. You're an instrument. Your life should bring praise and honor to the Lamb of God. Not to sin, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. So who do you serve? You know what I have with me today? This is a jar, some would say, cucumbers. I don't like cucumbers, by the way. I can't even eat lettuce that a cucumber has touched. I can't. Never have been able to. Some would say this is a jar of cucumbers. Some would say this is a jar of pickles. But this is a jar of baptized cucumbers. My daughter Diana has pickled, baptized these cucumbers. An old lady, a sweet old lady in our church, Miss Ivy Jean, showed her how to do that. You know, Diana's learning from the older women. But these are baptized cucumbers. They were placed in this jar, and the pickling stuff was poured in, and it was put in heat, and now they're sealed in this jar until the time that I decide to open them and eat them. I don't like cucumbers, but I love pickles. I do. I love pickles. These pickles are a lot like us. The pickling juice being sealed has changed these cucumbers. No longer do they taste like bleh. They taste like pickles, dill pickles, with a kick to them even. I like them. But they were changed by this pickling process from the outside in, and they're sealed. Folks, you and I are being changed from the inside out. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. That's by being in Jesus Christ, immersed, being born of the Spirit. There's no other way. Without Christ, you're a bleh cucumber. Some people may like it, but it's not a pickle. It's not a baptized cucumber. Changed from the inside out. Changed and sealed. Don't serve sin. Don't serve the other things. Serve the one that loves you. Place your life in the one that loves you, who is Jesus Christ. It's through the cross. It's what Jesus has done for you, not what you can do for Jesus, but what Jesus has done for you, and you enter in by faith. Then you serve Him because you love Him. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You so much again for Your precious Word. Lord, we confess that we need You daily. And we do thank You that when we do sin, there is now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. And that You are faithful, that when we repent, confess before You, that You are faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We give You praise today. God, may we tend to eternity right now. We all have decisions and choices. May it be the things of faith in Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ this morning. For Your glory, amen.